Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in a schoolyard.
Hey, Shoddy.
How's it going?
Oh, Chris. Christopher Clements, how are you?
Hey, Danny. Hey, Shoddy. Hey, Danny, you know what I was thinking about? How, you know how when you're in a funk, it doesn't mean funky? Because, like, funky is a good thing.
That's true. That is
but
weird.
When you're in a funk, it's a bad thing. Shoddy, you're in a funk.
I am in a funk.
Any thoughts?
Well, don't let us interrupt you, Shoddy. It looks like you're enjoying your delicious bowl of...
How come you always eat cereal when you're here? And it always seems like Danny tempts you to come over to eat cereal. But you're an adult. You can buy cereal and eat it in any location that you want.
I'm going
to
tell you two things. One thing. Every time Jamie comes over here, he has Ovaltine. Every time Shoddy comes over here, he has cereal.
I think you can get me to do almost anything with cereal.
And I've never really? Eaten cereal in this apartment, and I live here. And I've never had Ovaltine here either.
You mean in the studio?
In the studio. Right?
I've only had
studio
Ovaltine
apartment.
Like twice in my life. And it was when you had it, like last
so,
year.
So, you didn't ask for more Ovaltine, please.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but...
Shoddy.
I've never had it. I have no idea what it tastes like.
Your favorite cereal?
Oreos.
Chris, your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Anyone have any questions they want to ask me?
Lucky Charms is like... It was first, and it's basically almost tied with Oreos.
It could probably take over for
I also
Oreos.
Love Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams are delicious, but they get soggy too fast.
They do get
That's
soggy.
That's true. You have to get right to it.
Believe you me, I do. Around. And what I do is I pour small little bowls of Golden Grahams with a tiny bit of milk.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I can eat them all fast
That's smart.
With before
That is
they
smart.
Get soggy.
I imagine like a bunch of little bowls.
No, not like shots.
Like salsa
like
bowl.
Shot glass. not like little bowl. And then I just put a little milk in
which
one
wouldn't
eat it.
Make it any better. The last bowl would still be soggy.
I don't pour milk in them at the same time. Is that what you imagine?
I imagined all these tiny bowls set up and ready to be eaten.
They all each have two Golden Grahams in them.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I just remembered? Oh, but you know what you could do? You could have a bowl of Golden Grahams and a bowl of milk and two spoons and just feed them at the same time. Hey, but listen, you know what I just remembered?
That's a good idea.
Because you could just eat Golden Grahams and drink some milk, too.
That would be weird, though, wouldn't it? As it went into your... Like, how would two spoons be able to...
You don't need to do that.
Practice.
I think you could just get a glass of milk.
Time it.
And drink some milk.
No, that's not the same. Well, I guess it is the same. Hey, you know what I just remembered? Apple Jacks.
You just remembered that?
Yeah.
I never had them. We never had them, but at friends' houses I've had them, and I thought they were good.
See, I
didn't get into them until I was an adult.
Get into them?
Yeah. Oh, what's Captain Crunch? I never had that, ever, until last year. It's so good.
Yeah,
is it?
With Crunch Berries. You told me that you didn't want the Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
And remember, I told you you're going to want those Crunch Berries. You're going to want those Crunch Berries, Shaddy. Yeah. You're going to want those Crunch Berries in there.
What's your favorite chocolate-based cereal?
Yeah, it's got to be Cocoa Puffs.
What about Cocoa Krispies?
No.
Not even close,
not
because
close.
They get so... The
what
taste...
about Cocoa Pebbles?
Are you
Cocoa
kidding?
Krispies? Here's Cocoa Puffs. They do make the milk chocolate.
But not
And
at
so the... do Cocoa Krispies. Yeah. However, Cocoa Puffs, the Cocoa Balls are still Cocoa Puffs. But Cocoa Krispies, it's like rice.
That's true.
And sitting in chocolate milk.
He's
and
right.
And all of a sudden, the whole thing is disgusting.
He's right. Shoddy, let me take that bowl from you.
Cocoa Puffs, like, you get the best of both worlds. Somehow they don't lose their cocoa flavor. All
right.
When you guys would eat... Lucky Charms. This is what I do when I eat Lucky Charms. I want to know if anyone else does. You
probably
try to not eat any of the marshmallows.
None. I save them
all.
Yeah.
But here's what I found out. You don't want all marshmallows at the end. At least now.
You'd rather have all marshmallows than all
No. You do. But what I mean is you want to have... Here's what you got to do.
I know.
Let me tell you. let me tell you what you do. You leave, save a couple of the
so that they're
the little stars, so that they're just in there, just to give it a little bit of extra flavor, because all marshmallows is too much.
Here's
so
what
you do, you have about 5-to-1 ratio of marshmallows to regular cereal at the end, and then when you eat that, go ahead and stamp your ticket to Cloud Nine.
3 bowls. 1 marshmallows, 1 other fruit, and then 1 milk.
Did you... I used to need a friend. I used to think that I was good at, like, pouring it out a certain way so that more marshmallows would come in.
I would try, like, to. Here's the problem when you do that, is you see a couple extra marshmallows, so you keep pouring. Eventually, your bowl is way too
full. It's true.
But don't you realize, got way more brand than eventually, you're going to have a really bad morning where there's no marshmallows at all.
I didn't think about that.
No, this happens sometimes, where it's, like, barely any.
I'll tell you what I did. My mom, when we were kids, my mom would buy those big ass bags of, like, you know, cheap General Mills. Not General Mills.
Did you guys fill the giant?
No, we never did that. No, but she would buy, you know, like, there's Lucky Charms, but it's not Lucky Charms. It's like,
right, like it's Jungle like, Adventure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, Fortunate Trinkets or the brand.
I bought that stuff in college,
Brand X. Well,
the generic.
That's what we got as kids most of the time. But I remember one time I was home alone for an afternoon and I ate the entire bag of Lucky Charms pretty much, except I kept putting the brand back in. So I wouldn't pour it into the, it would never get wet.
So now this, I would separate for weeks before, to come, this was actually horrible.
But it was my sister that ate the rest of the other stuff, and she figured it out, and she told that man I denied it.
That's great. You just act like she's crazy. Yeah, like, Mom, what? Seriously.
I mean, but then I got sick, and then I've never been able to do that again. I think that's why I don't like only marshmallows now.
Like, nacho cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had so much I threw up later.
Shadi, if you want to go talk about this with some other friends of yours, maybe on a different podcast, go ahead. But we're having a cereal podcast here.
Oh,
we're not
sorry.
Talking about nacho cheese.
I'm
just joking.
Yep. Well, how do you know I didn't have it for breakfast?
That's true. Okay, well, let's ask you some hypotheticals that you didn't exactly answer. Okay, favorite cereal, Oreos? All right. Would you rather have Oreos with, instead of milk, you either get ketchup, mustard, or relish?
Okay. This is basically chocolate with one of these.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go with relish.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the most...
I think it's the least... flavorful out of mustard.
Relish is sweet.
You're crazy.
It is,
and it's got way more texture than the
other
ones.
It does, but the other ones have so much of their own powerful flavor, like mustard and ketchup.
Well, I like mustard the most out of all those, but I wouldn't pick mustard. I think I would pick ketchup.
I like mustard the least, and I might pick mustard.
I think I could separate the relish and the Oreos in my mouth easier. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
I'd pick relish.
You have to chew as you would chew if you had milk.
I got a decent question. Shoddy, you hate having headaches. And we were talking about this the other night, what you would do to never have to have another headache again. Right. You have to give up cereal and Dorito salsa cereal, which is your favorite.
It's not a cereal.
It's homemade cereal.
Doritos and salsa.
Crunched up Doritos in a bowl of salsa.
Right.
You can't have any of those items again for the rest of your life.
Or nacho cheese. But you
for
never
no
have
headaches.
For no headaches ever.
No cereal.
Thinking?
I could do it.
Wow. But you wouldn't. Let's recap what we discussed last
time. Here's the thing.
Time.
I love cereal so much, but like you said, I don't have any at home, and I never buy it. I only have it
that
elsewhere.
Is so bizarre. Cereal is like the cheapest food, the easiest food to cook. I mean, there's no...
It's the cooking.
What I mean is prepare. Cook, I guess, is the wrong word.
I forget about it, and it's one of my favorite things. I think I could go without it, and the Doritos and salsa, if I could have, like, regular chips and salsa. I do love Doritos and salsa so much more, but no, I could go without it.
Hey, you know what? They have Rice Krispie treats. Why haven't they decided to make other cereal treats?
Would
that be impossible?
You don't remember? Did you guys play? Oh, whatever. I played soccer when I was a kid, and you know, someone would be in charge of snacks every week,
yeah.
And they would bring like Capri Suns and some snack. Well, there were some snacks. Every cereal box, if you look on the back of it, it gives you like Golden Graham Bar-rific snack or something, and it would be like basically Rice Krispie treat, but you add peanut butter to it or something, and they were.
There was like you could use this cereal to make like these desserts,
right? Exactly. One of them, it was delicious. I can't remember what the hell it was.
Golden Grahams always had that.
It was Golden Grahams, and it was. Man, it was so goddamn good.
I bet it had marshmallows in it.
Yes, it had marshmallows, but it also had some type of chocolate. It was better than a lot of candy bars.
Oh, someone made that for one of the games?
For one of the games, and they brought it. Nice. It was so good. I remember thinking, man, this is better than, like, I don't know, whatever candy bar I was into at the time. Here's another thing I think about. When you were a kid, did you guys just go through a phase where you bought candy a lot, like candy bars, where you ate a lot of candy bars?
I wasn't allowed.
I got an allowance, and then I also had a paper up, but that's what I just would buy candy bars all the time.
Money on food.
Yeah, you had a different childhood than I did. Your house had good food in it. You too, Chris. You guys had snacks in your house that you might have enjoyed. My house
sometimes
was
fast food, actually. No,
my house was barren.
Yeah, but we didn't have candy, really.
No, but Chris, I go to your house.
We have chips.
You have chips. You have ding dongs. Your house always has ding dongs. That's true.
There was a ding dong phase, but it wasn't like it always was like that.
Did you have Twinkies?
No, ding dongs. Sometimes they did have Twinkies.
There would usually
actually
be one Hostess snack available.
If there was a Hostess snack available in my house, it was gone that first night. Like, it was so rare for there to be something good in that house.
Did you guys ever have, or you guys or any of your friends, like, not put the sodas in the fridge, but they're just warm?
I never understood that.
That's horrible.
My best friend's family was like that, and it just blew my mind.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. They're right next to the fridge.
I'm
going to
tell you something else, Shadi. Your new best friend, his family is like that still. The Enoch side.
Really? Oh, yeah. I bet they are.
They have Cokes
I bet
in
I can,
them.
I can,
you know that
oh, yeah,
shit
yeah,
in
behind.
Back? They always have Cokes in there, and he just will open them up and drink them. And not only are they room temperature, Shadi, but that shed is made of tin, and it's about 110 degrees in there in the summer. It's hotter than it is outside. And those things are so warm, and he'll just drink them.
Isn't hot soda nasty?
It is horrible.
Taste, like, the syrup. It makes your teeth stick together?
Yes. It makes it hurts your teeth afterwards. Your teeth feel like they're rubbing together constantly.
And it's so freaking good when it's cold.
And I don't understand. They have...
It's only good when it's cold.
Yes.
I don't
understand.
Why buy soda at all? You don't like soda. If you don't like cold soda, you don't like soda.
Pretty much. You're just trying to fit in.
Yeah.
What's the best soda frozen?
Frozen?
Frozen. Like popsicle soda? Uh-huh.
Dr. Pepper.
I don't know. Orange soda?
It's Shotty's close. It's Hawaiian Punch.
That's not a soda.
It's a soda.
That's a fruit drink.
It's a juice.
That's a tropical
punch. Not carbonated.
Yeah, I guess you're technically right. But what I meant was, like, you know, the major brands of...
Drink?
No, things that come in the can sold by...
And you know what's the shittiest soda? Is Royal Crown Cola.
I don't know that I've ever had Royal Crown Cola.
Yeah, that's a major one, too.
You know what?
Fading out.
RC Cola.
Can we
That's Royal Crown.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I guess I have.
I'd like to be a guest again in the next show. All
right.
I really want to do the Pepsi Coke challenge because I talk it up so much. I need to challenge myself. Like,
okay.
You guys have to be honest about it. Because I'm like, I can't stand Pepsi. And
really?
Coke is so much better. Well, it's all right.
I like
Coke's
Pepsi better.
There.
I like Pepsi better also.
But... I don't know. I've never done it blindfolded.
You were wrong about what the worst soda was, by the way, Chris.
What's the worst soda?
Anything by Shasta.
RC Cola sort of has its own flavor, though. That's
Shasta is like crap.
Shasta's generic, though.
Generic
all tastes the same, but RC Cola takes it at another level.
let me ask you this.
It tastes like batteries.
For Royal Crown.
I didn't either, Chris. You threw me for a loop there with your... Me either. I was like, I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
That sounds horrible.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Oh, and Shoddy. Do you guys remember Pepsi Clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had it.
There was a Pepsi Clear machine, and they built that up so good.
What, like, you mean like fountain soda?
Yeah, no. Pepsi. No. I mean, like, you know, like, there's a Pepsi machine outside, and it's a big, giant Pepsi...
Oh, a vending machine?
Yeah, and this one had like six of the eight selections were Pepsi Clear.
Wait, was this the one that was just clear, or was it like one calorie?
No, it was clear.
It was clear cola.
And it was supposed to taste like, yeah, it was clear cola.
What's the point of that?
That, I guess that's probably why it failed, because I have no idea what the point of it was. Oh,
wait,
shoot.
Wait a second. What? Are we out of time?
Yeah, the music's coming in.
Hold on, I have to say one last thing.
That's it?
The greatest soda in the world. They don't make it anymore, and I can't remember the name of it. It was like Dr. Slice or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it was Dr. Slice, and it went out of business.
Is that what
it was called? Yes, Dr.
Slice.
It's
the greatest soda ever.
It was good.
By far.
It tasted almost tasted like it had fruit in it. Like,
yeah,
it was supposed to be almost
like
cherry
Dr.
Pepsi.
Pepper and Slice, and it just made this magical marriage.
No, it was good. You don't remember Dr. Slice? I bet you can still get it somewhere.
Well, we probably get Dr. Pepper and Slice. Make it on our own.
That's not the ingredients.
Yeah.
Just like 7 Up is lemon and lime.
Yeah.
It was called Dr. Slice?
I think so, wasn't it?
Yes, it was called Dr. Slice.
Or
and
was
they even
Mr.
made
Sprite?
It. No.
Was it Mr. Sprite?
It was Dr. Slice. And Dr. Slice made an orange one, too, from Orange Slice.
Oh, I never had that. Oh, you know what's the best soda ever, even better than that, is Wild Cherry Dr. Slice.
Yeah, just add Wild Cherry to any soda. All right, we're out of time. I'm sorry, Shani. Well, we'll do the Pepsi taste test sometime soon, but we gotta go.
Okay, no problem.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.